We didn't do a lot of that.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of that kind of
well, like that. Particularly other areas.
Yeah.
Well, when some folks first cut the hay, what do they do with it? You know?
Well, you let it go. It's got to dry out, leave it out in the sun, and check it. Sometimes if it's real hot, dry weather, it can depend on the kind of hay. If it's clover, it might dry out and be ready for baling earlier, or maybe quicker than the straw hay. But then after it dries out, and we take it close and think it's ready to bale, and bale.
If you cut it and put it in little small stacks up there in the fields, would you have any particular terms
for that? That's windrows there. You use the rake there to throw it in windrows, and then the bale comes along and picks it up.
Have you ever had any cows here?
Oh, yeah. I kept cows 25 years.
What was the place where you kept them? What'd you call that? Anything in
particular? Well, pastures. I had a feed barn, but the cows never stayed in the barn. They'd always come when I'd have to feed them in the wintertime. But they stayed in the woods at night.
So there was no particular place of shelter for them when it was raining?
Nothing except the feed. Lots of times they wouldn't go to their shelter when it'd be raining. Just in the woods.
Did you have any, besides the, say, cow barns or whatever, was there any other place where you might have milked the cows?
Well, they weren't.
These weren't milked cows. These would be a cow.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if someone around here did have some milk cows.
Oh, yeah, that's dairy barn.
Dairy barn?
You're referring to as a. They have regular dairy barns that they keep the feed and the milking stalls and all that they run them through on that.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had any hogs and pigs around here?
No, I never liked hogs and pigs. In fact, I grew up on a farm. I got enough of that when I was growing up. I don't think I've ever had a hog or a pig since I've been living here.
Do you know some people around here who might have had some in?
Oh, years ago, there used to be some of the farmers that held out and kept a fattening hog, but they about quit that now, the individual farmers have. We go to the market and buy our horse already cut and everything and have it frozen.
Where would they have kept the hogs in the smaller farm? What would the place be?
Well, hog pen.
Related to this, when we're talking about the cows, the dairy cows, what other meanings does the word dairy have for you? Besides just milking the cows, anything else, some other products and all that?
Well, of course, milk and
also produced from that?
And the butter.
Do you know if people, say in the winter, in times past, have had places where they stored potatoes and turnips?
Yeah. I've never actually grown up one, but some of them call them the root cellars, where they keep the potatoes and turnips and things like that. But most of the time, a farmer digs his potatoes out here. In the fall year, we dig our sweet potatoes. And I put ours in the basement now. We still have our garden. And I put ours in the basement and keeps good. But back years ago, they used to have to bury the potato patch.